Chapter 25. And Abraham took another wife named Keturah. She became the mother of Zimran and Jokshan and Madan and Midian and Ishbak and Shur. And Jokshan became the father of Sheba and Dedan. And from Dedan came the Ashurim and Letushim and Lumim. And from Midian came Ephah and Epher and Hanok and Abedar and Eldaah. All these were the offspring of Keturah. Now Abraham gave all his property to Isaac, but to the sons of his other women he gave offerings, and sent them away, while he was still living, into the east country. Now the years of Abraham's life were 175. And Abraham came to his death, an old man, full of years, and he was put to rest with his people. And Isaac and Ishmael, his sons, put him to rest in the hollow rock of Machpelah, in the field of Ephron, the son of Zohar the Hittite, near Mamre, the same field which Abraham got from the children of Heth. There Abraham was put to rest with Sarah, his wife. Now after the death of Abraham, the blessing of God was with Isaac, his son. Now these are the generations of Ishmael, the son of Abraham, whose mother was Hagar the Egyptian, the servant of Sarah. These are the names of the sons of Ishmael by their generations. Ishmael's first son was Nebaioth, then Kedar and Adbeel and Mibsam and Mishma and Duma and Massa, Hadad and Tema, Jetta, Naphish, and Kedema. These are the sons of Ishmael, and these are their names in their towns and their tent circles, 12 chiefs with their peoples. And the years of Ishmael's life were 137, and he came to his end, and was put to rest with his people. And their country was from Havilah to Shur, which is east of Egypt. They took their place to the east of all their brothers. Now these are the generations of Abraham's son Isaac. Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel the Aramean of Paddan Aram, and the sister of Laban the Aramean, to be his wife. Isaac made prayer to the Lord for his wife because she had no children, and the Lord gave ear to his prayer, and Rebekah became with child, and the children were fighting together inside her, and she said, "If it is to be so, why am I like this?" So she went to put her question to the Lord. And the Lord said to her, "Two nations are in your body, and two peoples will come to birth from you, the one will be stronger than the other, and the older will be the servant of the younger." And when the time came for her to give birth, there were two children in her body. And the first came out red from head to foot like a robe of hair, and they gave him the name of Esau. And after him, his brother came out, gripping Esau's foot, and he was named Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when she gave birth to them. And the boys came to full growth, and Esau became a man of the open country, an expert bowman, but Jacob was a quiet man, living in tents. Now Isaac's love was for Esau, because Esau's meat was greatly to his taste, but Rebekah had more love for Jacob. And one day Jacob was cooking some soup when Esau came in from the fields in great need of food, and Esau said to Jacob, "Give me a full meal of that red soup, for I am overcome with need for food." For this reason he was named Edom. And Jacob said, "First of all give me your birthright." And Esau said, "Truly, I am at the point of death. What profit is the birthright to me?" And Jacob said, "First of all give me your oath." And he gave him his oath, handing over his birthright to Jacob. Then Jacob gave him bread and soup, and he took food and drink and went away, caring little for his birthright.